Next item is approval of the claims. Quite a few here. $954,000, if I remember right. Any questions from council on any of the items included in this?
I've got a couple.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't know. 12.
That, I'm sorry, page 12, is that out of the triple B fund?
Yes.
That's the council. Okay. That is part of the chamber $20,000 for different events that the chamber distributes on behalf of the city. I don't remember exactly which events that $800 is for. I imagine it's a touch a truck and maybe the family fall blast. Yeah, I can't tell you exactly which events the chamber gave the amounts for. Yeah. That's for the Black Hills Jazz or
Bluegrass.
Thank you.
Okay. Same fund.
Same thing, though. The same $20,000, I believe. And that's something the city has done with the chamber for several years. 4 or 5 years. But again, if you want to do something different in the future, that's definitely something that can be discussed.
Would we change that through the budget or through the contract?
In the budget, you would just want to change the amount if you want the amount different, but it should be part of the contract or remove it from the contract or however
you want. What we did in the past before 5 years ago was people would come to us with individual requests, and we decided to take that $20,000 and allow the chamber to decide where that was going to be.
But this is for events specifically.
Events for a specific.
Yeah, for some of the... I guess my point is some of those people that came in and they spoke to us and we decided that as a council as a whole, that was both the combination of events and other and nonprofits is the easiest way to say it.
And I know that there is some discussion about whether or not it should be events that are located outside the city limits. And I think that's a fair topic for the council to consider. I think the first year it was required to be held within the city limits, and then after that it was expanded. But again, I think that's definitely a policy consideration the council.
And it was events within the city limits, but outside of the time period of the rally.
Yes. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. We give them to the day of the actual event, but this just allows us to actually write the checks, and then they can be held in the vault.
Dave, you have more?
I do have
3,000.
No, Jerry, on that? Is some of that rally? I mean, that is, they're good enough. We're inviting them back.
Right.
All right. Pretty good.
Good catch, Dave.
Any other questions from council on the claims? How about questions from the public on the claims tonight? Bernie, come on up.
Bernie Usera. Mainly education, probably. In looking at the claims, I wanted to find out, for instance, what is TASC? And then it goes
Task.
Client invoices.
TASC is our, it's... our third-party administrator for our health insurance fund. It's actually for the deductible buy-down, I believe, is the part that they do. And so that's a fee that we pay every 2 weeks to TASC. And then they handle the insurance claims because the city did a deductible buy-down so that a portion of the deductible the city actually pays for the employees. And we did that when we raised the deductible. We essentially doubled the deductible, and we took half that increase, and the city paid for. We did that because the total premium cost then increased, I think, 2% versus, I don't remember at the time. I think it was like a 30-some percent increase.
Okay. Then what is the HRA administrative fees, and then it'll have FSA administrative fees, and they are different in each department.
And that's based on the number of employees that are within that department. And so I don't recall how much it is per department or per employee, but the number of employees who are covered with our health insurance that are part of the liquor fund versus the general fund versus you know, the water fund, everyone has to pay into that. Because
the
not
HRA administrative fees?
Yeah, I think so.
For instance, you can choose any.
It's on all of them.
Yeah.
Any department.
Yeah. And so that there's two different fees that we pay to TASC. And I can't tell you off the top of my head exactly which that is. Like on page 3, if you look under general, and as well as that's in essence what. And so every department that has employees that are covered under our health insurance, those employees every 2 weeks pay into that cost. And so that's why it's under every department. And even if there's a department in a separate fund, it's going to be listed under wastewater. It should be listed under water. It should be listed under liquor and everywhere else. That way it's pre-taxed income. Been a long time. This changed, I think it was in 2012 when we had to change that, because that's when the healthcare guidelines really shot up our insurance rates, and so this was a way to reduce that increase.
I'll talk to Rhea. One of the things I noticed on S&C Cleaners, you have it under buildings, and then again, community center. So it's $3,500 at the community center and $3,000 for buildings. So they get a total of $6,500 a month?
Correct. And that S&C Cleaners, that was a new contract that was done for the community center. Instead of replacing one of our janitors who actually retired, with that we ended up going with our outside cleaning group. That outside cleaning group for years now has won our contract when we've gone out to bid for City Hall, Water Shop, Public Works. They don't do PD. I think they do a couple other buildings. They've been the low bidder for the last 6 years, I think. When the retirement came up, we looked at and just asked what would it be for them to provide some cleaning assistance, and it was a savings of, I think, almost $2,000 a month when you look at the total health insurance and all the other costs of an employee, and so that's what that is. And so there still is one full-time janitor that works at the community center, but S&C comes in the evenings to do all the deep cleaning and all the final cleaning for the day. And that's what we used to have another janitor do.
Then under the liquor department, you have a total of $68,361.31. But when you, and that's on page 2. When you go to page 11, you have another section for liquor, and that's $1,954.34. Why was that not added in? The first.
The first part, the one that's 68,000, that is strictly liquor. And so all of that information goes through our point of sale system and is automatically dropped into our accounting system. And then this other section is handwritten invoices that come in. And so she manually does these and puts them into the computer. The first batch comes automatically out of the POS system into our accounting system. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, got that. And then on, I know, I gotta find it quick. Okay. And you've probably been using them for some time. Lawrence and Schiller, with them doing digital media marketing and digital advertising. Is there not someone local in the Black Hills that could have handled this? What is that? I'm
sure.
Again,
Yeah. We, for years, we have used HomeSlice, the HomeSlice group, and we still do use them for some. We are required by the state to use Lawrence and Schiller whenever we receive state matching. And that's across the entire state for every community, any entity that receives state match dollars for tourism. So for the rally digital marketing, there's $50,000 that we're investing into that, and that's matched by the state for $50,000. And I hope I got those numbers right. It's 50 and 50 or 40 and 40. I don't remember.
Is that all?
Well, that's for rally, okay? And so that has to be with Lawrence and Schiller. We also have some rally funding. I think it's an extra $10,000 or $15,000 for digital marketing that we're using the HomeSlice group for. And then on the hotel bid board, they are using $25,000 this year, I think is the right number. And then that's being matched by the state as well. And that's for advertising throughout a larger portion of the calendar year, not just the rally. And so the state is matching that as well. And so that had to be with Lawrence and Schiller. The downtown bid board does use HomeSlice because they do not receive state matching dollars.
What did you say about this hotel bid?
There's a hotel bid board. $25,000 of their budget is going for digital marketing, and that $25,000 is used to match the state's $25,000, and so that has to be used with Lawrence and Schiller.
And is that hotel bid Sturgis?
Yeah. We've had that for a few years.
Okay.
17?
Yeah. All right. So with Lawrence and Schuler, then, all of this was done April 30th. And is this the first year?
This is the first year with Lawrence and Schuler.
How did that happen?
That was a state. That was a long conversation with the state, and last year there was pressure to use Lawrence and Schiller. We were able to get an exemption to be able to use HomeSlice. We were one of just a couple that were able to use a non-Lawrence and Schiller account. I don't remember the exact number, but there weren't very many. Okay, so just us and Custer. And this year, without any doubt, we even had council members that went with us to meet with the secretary, and he under no uncertain terms said it was a requirement.
That's it for now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other discussion on the claims?
I'll move to approve the claims.
Got a first by Ron. Second by Rhea. Paying big bills here. We'll roll call. Start with myself. I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Jason?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Bills are paid.